So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Nechte Bayoim v'Nechte Bayoim, if a get was written, dated, and signed in one day, or Balayla v'Nechte Balayla, the get was written, dated, and signed in one night, or even Balayla v'Nechte Bayoim, the get was written and dated at night, but was signed the next day, kosher. In all these cases, the get is valid, because as Rashi explains, Hayinu Chad Yoima, v'Ein Kan Get Muktim. The Ksiva and Chasima were in one day, since the day follows the night. Therefore, the date of the get does not precede the date of its completion. However, by Yoyim Enecht Malayla, if the get was written and dated during the day, but signed only at night, Pasul, the Tanakhama holds that the get is not valid, because Muktimhu, the Ksiva and Chasima were not in one day, since the night does not follow the day. Therefore, this man precedes the get's completion, and the get Muktim is Pasul. Reb Shimon Machsher, the get is valid, because Reb Shimon holds that the get Muktim is Kasher. Shahay Reb Shimon Omer Kol HaGitin, Shenichtev by Yoyim Enecht Malayla, Pisulin. Chutz Megitei Nashim. As Reb Shimon says that regarding other shtaros, if they were written during the day but signed at night, they're a shtar muktim and pasul, because as Rashi explains, the asul lemitrav lekuchis meyem nechsiva v'shalei kedin. The malva might later unjustly confiscate property from a buyer who bought it after the date it was written, but before the actual loan. The malva is not entitled to it, because the shibud, the lien, only takes effect at the time of the loan. However, Reb Shimon holds that a get is an exception in that get muktim kasher, while the Tanakhama holds that get muktim is pasul. The Gemara proceeds to understand this machlokes and first explains the basic question: Memnei ma tiknu zman begitin? For what reason did the Chacham initiate that the date must be included in a get and therefore a get muktim is pasul? Reb Yechanan Amar mishum bas achoytzoi. Reb Yechanan says that the Chacham initiated zman out of concern of a person married to his niece, and that if she was mezana, he will attempt to save her from Misa by giving her a get and claim that they were already divorced at the time of this nus. But now that the get must have a date, it will be clear that this nus preceded the get. Rish Lakish Amar Mishum Peiris. Rish Lakish says that the Chacham initiated Zman to preserve the wife's profits. Since the husband owns the produce of the wife's property, he will continue to sell the produce even after they divorce and claim that these were his Peiris because they were sold while they were still married. But now that a get must have his man, the get is proof that these were her peiros, because the get precedes the sale of the peiros. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Yechanan, there is no concern for peiros, because he holds, yesh lebal peiros achas nesina. The husband is entitled to the peiros until she actually receives the get. Therefore, the date in the get is not a proof regarding the peiros, because she must prove when the get was given, not when it was written. While Rish Lakish holds, yesh lebal peiros achas ksiva. The husband is entitled to the peiros only until the get is written. Therefore, the get is a proof regarding the peiros. And according to Rish Lakish, the zman was not initiated because of possible znus, because znus lo shchicha, it's not common. Now, the Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Yechanan, the machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon is as follows. The Tanakama holds nechte bayim v'nechte balayla pasul and get muktim pasul, because tiknu zman mishum basa chayseh. And there is still a concern that she might be mezana at night before the chasima and claim that they were already divorced, because the date of the day precedes the znus. While Reb Shimon machshir and get muktim kasher, because even according to Rabbi Yechanan, Reb Shimon holds tiknu zman mishum peiros, and Reb Shimon holds yesh lebal peiros achas ksiva. The husband is entitled to the peiros only until the get is written, and if he sells some of the produce after ksiva, she rightfully collects it from the buyers based on the zman. However, according to Rish Lakish, both the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon agree that tiknu zman mishum peiros, and peirid mishas ksiva v'achas chasima ikibenayu. The machlekes is merely at what point does the woman own the peiros. The Tanakhama maintains get muktim pasul because he holds mishas chasima. She owns the peiros only after the get was signed. Therefore, there is a concern that she will use the get to claim the peiros from before chasima that actually belonged to her husband. While Reb Shimon maintains get muktim kasher because he holds mishas ksiva. She owns the peiros from when the get is written, and she may rightfully claim the peiros from before chasima because they are her peiros. The Gemara continues, kasa by shavua, shana, chaydish, shabbos, kasher. If the zman does not include the yom, the day, but rather only the shemitah cycle, the year, the month, or the week, the get is still kasher, because ahanu l'shavua dekamei u'l'shavua debasrei. Regarding Bas Achaisai, the get is a proof for his nus that precedes the Shemitah cycle. Even though it's not a proof for his nus during the current cycle, as the Yom is a proof for only his nus that precedes the Yom, but not for during the actual Yom, And regarding Paris, the get is a proof for the Paris that follow the Shemitah cycle, as the Yom is a proof for only Paris after the Yom, but not for during the Yom.